Canto 1, Chapter 14, Text Number 23 to 29. Samapadayora nipatitam. Tamapadayora nipatitam.
Tamapadayom nipatitam.
Yatha purvam aturam. Ado vadanam avabinduhu bindum.
Ado vadanam bindun.
Ado vadanam avabindun.
Ado vadanam avabindun.
Rajantam nayana bhajayo.
Srajantam nayana bhajayo.
Srajantam nayana bhajayo.
Srajantam nayana bhajayo.
Tam.
Him.
Arjuna. Padayo.
At the feet.
Nipatitam.
Bowing down.
Ayatha purvam. Unprecedented. Aturam.
Rejected.
Adha vadanam.
Downward face.
Apabindun.
Drops of water.
Srajantam.
Creating.
Nayana abjayo. From the lotus-like eyes. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
When we bowed at His feet, the king saw that his dejection was unprecedented. His head was down and tears glided from his lotus eyes. Please repeat. When he bowed at his feet, the king saw that his dejection was unprecedented. His head was down. And tears glided from his lotus eyes. We'll take the next 4 or 5. Vilokyo dvigna hridayo. Vichayam anujam nripah. Prachatisma suhar madhye.
Samsmaran naraderitam.
Seeing Arjuna pale due to heartfelt anxieties, the king, remembering the indications of the sage Narada, questioned him in the midst of friends. Yudhishthira uvacha. Kachit anartha purnayam.
Swajana sukham asate.
Madhu bhoja dasharaharha.
Svatandaka vrishnayah.
Maharaj Yudhishthira said, "My dear brother, please tell me whether our friends and relatives such as Madhu, Bhoja, Dasharaha, Araha, Satvata, Andaka and the members of the Yadu family are all passing their days in happiness." Suro Mata Mahakachit. Swasti Aste Vata Marishah.
Matula Sanuja Kachit.
kushali anaka dundubhi.
Kushali anakandudunibhi.
Is my respectful grandfather Sursena in a happy mood? And are my maternal uncle Vasudev and his younger brothers all doing well? Saptasvasarastatapatnyo.
Saptasvasarasatvapatnyo.
Matulanaya sahatmajaha.
Matulaya sahatmataja.
Asate sanu sha kshemam.
Asate sanu sha kshemam.
Devaki pramukha swayam.
Devaki pramukha swayam.
His seven wives, headed by Devaki, are all sisters. Are they and their sons and daughters-in-law all happy? Kachit Raja Huko Jivati.
Kachit Raja Jahuko Jivati.
Asat Putrosya Chanujaha.
Asat Putrosya Chanujaha.
Ridika Sasuto Kruro.
Ridika sa suto kruro.
Jayanta gadasarana.
Jayanta gadasarana.
Asate kushalam kachit.
Asate kushalam kachit.
Yecha shatrujit adyayah.
Yecha shatrujit adyayah.
Kachit aste sukham ramo.
Kachit aste sukham ramo.
Bhagavan satvatam prabhu.
Bhagavan satvatam prabhu.
Are Ugrasena, whose son was the mischievous Kamsa, and his younger brother still living? Are Hridika and his son Kritavarma happy? Are Akrura, Jayanta, Gada, Sharana, Sarana, and Shatrujit all happy? How is Balram, the personality of Godhead and the protector of devotees? Purport. Hastinapur, the capital of the Pandavas, was situated somewhere near present New Delhi. And the kingdom of Ugrasena was situated in Mathura. While returning to Delhi from Dwaraka, Arjuna must have visited the city of Mathura, and therefore the inquiry about the king of Mathura is valid. Amongst various names of the relatives, the name of Rama or Balaram, eldest brother of Lord Krishna, is added with the words, the personality of Godhead, because Lord Balaram is the immediate expansion of Vishnu Tattva as Prakasha Vigraha of Lord Krishna. The Supreme Lord, although one without a second, expands himself as many other living beings. The Vishnu Tattva living beings are expansions of the Supreme Lord, and all of them are qualitatively and quantitatively equal with the Lord. But expansions of the Jiva Shakti, the category of the ordinary living beings, are not at all equal with the Lord. One who considers the Jiva Shakti and the Vishnu Tattva to be on an equal level is considered a condemned soul of the world. Sri Rama or Balarama is the protector of the devotees of the Lord. Baladeva acts as the spiritual master of all devotees, and by his causeless mercy, the fallen souls are delivered. Sri Baladeva appeared as Sri Nityananda Prabhu during the advent of Lord Chaitanya, and the great Nityananda Prabhu exhibited his causeless mercy by delivering a pair of extremely fallen souls, namely Jagai and Madai. Therefore, it is particularly mentioned herein that Balaram is the protector of the devotees of the Lord. By his divine grace only, one can approach the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. And thus, Shri Balaram is the mercy incarnation of the Lord, manifested as the spiritual master, the savior of the pure devotees. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Shesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tam Pada Yor Nipatitam, ayatha purvam aturam ado vadanam abindun sujantam nayanabjayo. When he bowed at his feet, the king saw that his dejection was unprecedented. His head was down and tears glided from his lotus eyes. So now, Arjuna is back. You know, previously we saw Yudhishthir Maharaj was disturbed because Arjuna had not come back after 7 months. So now that Arjuna has come back, and he meets Yudhishthir Maharaj, and his situation is very bad. You know, he saw his face, his dejection was unprecedented. Ayatha purvam. Never ever he had seen Arjuna like that, you know. His head had, he first nipatitam, his head bowed down, you know. And then his face was adhavadanam. Adhavadanam. That means he is not having an eye contact with Yudhishthir Maharaj. And then of course he's having tears in his eyes. So when he sees him that, still Yudhishthir Maharaj does not ask him in the beginning how he is and why he is like that, you know. He is still taking things normal. And generally the tradition is that when somebody comes back, then you ask about the other place, you know, how people are there. So immediately Yudhishthir Maharaj starts asking him how all the people are there. And of course Narada Muni had already told him that Krishna is going to wind up his Leela and go back. So he remembered that, and then he started asking Arjuna questions. And everybody is there, he's not alone. Everybody is there amongst his friends. Narada Iritam, indicated by. So what are his questions? First, he just starts asking about the relatives. And of course, Bhagavatam has so many names, you know. 3 lakh names, 300,000 names are there in Bhagavatam. So here some of the friends and relatives, he's talking about Madhu, Bhoja, Dasharaha, Araha, Satvata, Andaka. And then he is talking about the Vrishnayaha. Krishna belongs to the Vrishni dynasty. So he says, what about those, all the people, all the... So there are thousands and thousands, you know, Krishna had 16,108 palaces. So many people living there, and that's his palaces, and then his servants. So you can imagine, his relatives, everybody was there. So he just starts inquiring about them, and then he says, what about Surasena, father of Kamsa? Grandfather, Ugrasena's father, Surasena. And then the mamas, you know, like he says, Matulaha. Matulaha means maternal uncle. And then, that's how English comes, you know, Matulaha, mama. Then become Matulaha becomes mama, becomes... Of course, we don't have here anything like that in Sanskrit, English. Sa Anujaha, younger brothers. Anujaha means always younger brothers. Kachit Ankadandubihi, Anakadandubihi. So he's asking about Vasudeva now, Krishna's father. He's asking about him. And Vasudeva has many brothers, you know. So he says, how are them? Are they doing well? Then Vasudeva had 7 wives. Devaki was the main. So again, you know, he's asking whether their sons, daughter-in-laws. You know, see, each and every person is asking. Each and every relative is asking about him. He's not simply saying, okay, how is everybody? He's spending some time on that. And then Ugrasena is the, of course, son of father of Kamsa, and Hridika and his son Krutavarma happy. They are other brothers. Then Akrura, Krishna's uncle, Jayanta, Gada, Sharana, Shatrujit. And then he is asked about Balaramji. Balaramji is here, says Bhagavan. Bhagavan Satvatam Prabhu. So Balaram is called as Bhagavan. Bhagavan means, we know, Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, one who owns all the opulences. And here, Srila Prabhupada takes, I mean, after a long 5, 6, 7 shlokas, there was no purport, now there is a purport. And he's talking about Rama or Balarama. So Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. There is actually the whole description about Krishna in the real sense, you know, how Krishna expands into so many things, so many personalities. And that is all given in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So one day we'll take that, you know, and then I'm still half done, but I want to make a graphic depiction of how Krishna's expansions are. It's a little complicated. But once we go through it systematically, then it becomes easy. Like, for example, here it says, expansion of Vishnu Tattva as Prakasha Vigraha of Lord Krishna. Prakasha Vigraha. So there is, you know, Prakasha, Vaibhava, Vibhava. There are so many things, so many expansions. Like Sankarshana, Niruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudeva, like that, Vasudeva. All those expansions are described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very, very clearly. And that's why we in ISKCON worship Krishna, because he is the original. He is the fountainhead of all the incarnations. And of course, he comes as himself, as one of the expansions, you know, Lord Vishnu. So that's why people think, oh, he's the 8th avatar of Vishnu. Yeah, that is true. But then that's an exception. In Kita Govinda of Jayadeva Goswami, in the Dashavatara song, there's no name of Krishna. It's Balaram. Balaram's name is there. You know. So anyway, that's a long, very, very descriptive portion. So they are all equal, you know. Krishna's direct expansions are equal to him in quality as well as quantity. Whereas we jivas, we are also his expansions, but then we are not equal in quality. So Prabhupada is cautioning that, you know, we should not start thinking. People have this tendency of, you know, saying that you are Bhagavan, I am Bhagavan, like that. There are so many talking like that. And it sounds good to you, so we feel, oh wow, I am Bhagavan, not bad. So why should I become servant? It's better to be Bhagavan, right? But that's not true. Because we are not, you know. If you are walking in front of some building and, you know, you start thinking that I am the owner, you can't become the owner just by thinking, you know. Or somebody tells you, oh, you are the owner of this building. And you don't have any papers, you don't have anything, you don't have any proof to give to anybody that, yes, you are the one. So now,